Chapter 2. His Separate Prison. The notion that I was traveling down a clear track would be wrong. Robert Oppenheimer. In September 1922, Robert Oppenheimer enrolled at Harvard. Although the university awarded him a fellowship, he didn't accept it, because I could get along well without the money. In lieu of the scholarship, Harvard gave him a volume of Galileo's early writings. He was assigned a single room in Standish Hall, a freshman dormitory facing the Charles River. At 19, Robert was an oddly handsome young man. Every feature of his body was of an extreme. His fine, pale skin was drawn taut across high cheekbones. His eyes were the brightest pale blue, but his eyebrows were glossy black. He wore his coarse, kinky black hair long on top but short at the sides, so he seemed even taller than his lanky 5'10" frame. He weighed so little, never more than 130 pounds, that he gave an impression of flimsiness. His straight Roman nose, thin lips, and large, almost pointed ears accentuated an image of exaggerated delicacy. He spoke in fully grammatical sentences with the kind of ornate European politeness his mother had taught him. But as he talked, his long, thin hands made his gestures seem somehow contorted. His appearance was mesmerizing and slightly bizarre. His behavior in Cambridge over the next 3 years did nothing to soften the impression his appearance gave of a studious, socially inept, and immature young man. As surely as New Mexico had opened up Robert's personality, Cambridge drove him back to his former introversion. At Harvard, his intellect thrived, but his social development floundered, or so it seemed to those who knew him. Harvard was an intellectual bazaar filled with delights for the mind, but it offered Robert none of the careful guidance and devoted nurturing of